Actress.
Directing.
Oh. Yeah, we decided, didn't we?
Wait, did we?
Shit.
Am I... Darren, as the sober voice of reason...
Darren, did we settle this or not?
Did we already talk about best directing?
We think that Christopher will win.
Mm-hmm.
We all want...
Jonathan to win.
Jonathan to win.
We all want that?
Yep. You
wow,
said it yourself.
I really
yourself.
Don't remember it, but okay.
You said it yourself.
Yeah, remember when we paused, you were like, I know I was coming in strong on the Zone of Interest. I
You're
actually
like,
really
hey,
liked
I
it.
I know I took a lot of pinch or pause, but I really feel like...
I was just trying
like...
to make the pod interesting. I actually think it's a masterpiece.
Yeah,
and...
it does sound like something I would say.
Yeah.
You, so, on your cool. on your... When we weren't recording, you were like... Hey, I'm just like trying to create a little bit of conflict.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
I remember that conversation.
And it was like cool, but I think it was done, you know, it's done off air, and I think that's a little disingenuous. Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, I want to keep things fresh, and if that means doing things off pod sometimes, then...
I love this term, off pod.
yeah, you know. I just believe you guys, lock, stock, and barrel. That's all. I depend on you for these things. These intimate times where I don't remember what I said 20 minutes ago.
It's okay, Matt.
I mean, it was one of the things that I felt ruined last year's podcast was that I was too drunk to remember what I said. So I really depend on you to be the voice of reason in these scenarios.
I was scrolling because I was going to... make a joke, and now the time has way passed, so I don't even want to make it anymore. You love The Fire Inside. That's your favorite song, so.
yeah, that's the one about the people on the island that only know about ABBA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Diane Warren, Stan. He won't admit it on the pod, but.
I mean, Diane Warren, no bigger ABBA fan has there been.
No other neckerchief fan than Diane Warren.
Is she keeping the neckerchief industry going?
She loves a high collar.
Well, good for her. Do you think it's because she has a bunch of hickeys?
No, I think it's just like her, what makes her feel secure and good.
Because of her flabby neck.
Oh, she likes feeling a tight... kind of strangulation.
Excuse me. I never said that.
Hmm.
I just said...
I'm quoting Diane Warren.
Oh.
Like, she said it
how
in...
How will
in,
I live without...
Oh, she wrote that?
Yeah.
It was in Tight Neck Weekly, like, where she talked about it.
She's written some fucking bangers.
Some hot takes.
Diane Warren.
She won't win. I think it's time to talk about acting, the thing that's the most subjective when we're the most compromised.
Wait, we're just going to bowl right over cinematography?
Hell no. Oh, wait, there's a lot we haven't done. Yeah, I'm going to go at your list. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, one, we did not decide costume design. It's fine.
No,
it's
we
fine.
Have to talk about it. I'm sorry.
Costume design, probably my favorite category.
Okay, great. List them, Matt. Do a hit and then list them.
Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
Oh, what do you like so much about it, Darren?
First of all, I thought Poor Things was brilliant.
Darren, why is Poor Things?
Well, I think they took the idea of what we think of, like, Victorian story, sort of idea of, and elevated it, and they said, no, we're not gonna do corsets, we're gonna like
puffy sleeves,
like we're gonna do puffy sleeves, but like it created a whole new world. I don't know. I loved it. I thought it was so good.
Yeah, don't you dare close your eyes.
Obviously
I don't want to miss a thing.
That's Diane Warren. Did you hear that? I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to miss
a thing. I don't want to miss a thing.
Diane Warren wrote an Aerosmith song?
Yes, you...
Because I miss you, baby.
Come on.
No, I'm...
You just did that on...
I really didn't.
Well, I was quoting Alan Menken and... Tim Rice?
who's dead.
Yeah.
Alan Menken, who's...
I don't think he wrote with Tim Rice.
That Tim Rice right. did...
Elton John stuff.
Oh, no, but he filled in for
Tim
Aladdin.
Tim Rice did...
He filled in for when... what's his name died? Didn't he?
Alan Menken and...
Howard Ashman.
Oh, yeah. Howard Ashman passed away.
Yeah. Howard Both Ashman did half the songs for Aladdin and...
Howard Ashman did Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast.
And some of the songs for Aladdin.
And then...
Tim Rice filled in.
Yeah. And then Tim Rice and did Lion King.
Yeah.
We know our early 90s.
That's right.
We know our early 90s Disney
But would
films.
Tim Rice have really done it if Elton John wasn't going to sing them?
What?
Sing them?
What are you talking about over there?
Elton John.
That's in his own world. I don't know.
I'm just saying, Tim Rice, he's a good lyricist, but only like if your vocalist is Elton John. Like, if... If Ella Fitzgerald was gonna like sing a Tim Rice song, she'd be like, "The fuck is this rhyme scheme?" And, like,
well,
it
Tim
worked
Rice
because
has worked with you know, with
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
yeah. Sarah Brightman.
Why are we even talking about Tim Rice? I know this is my fault. I did this.
I hate all of you.
I was going to say, when I was peeing earlier on the break, I was thinking, like, Darren always says, this is the worst show. Whenever we do this, you're like, nobody's listening. This is so awful.
Darren just holds himself to a really high standard that I wish you would hold yourself to.
Me?
Ryan?
Well, this is why I'm not on Instagram.
Okay. See, this is what I didn't want. This is embarrassing now. Give me the drugs.
They're right there.
Yeah, I'm going to lean in now.
Listen.
What were we even talking about? We were talking about...
like, best costume design.
Yes.
Costume design. I was talking about puffy sleeves, and you mentioned Tim Rice.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry.
Well, like, Tim Rice is a very divisive figure. Like,
oh, you
of course
said whole new
have...
world, so I took it to Aladdin, and then yeah. Okay, yeah. We can trace this back.
So for costume design, I feel like Poor Things did a great job.
I agree.
Obviously, Barbie's costume design is fantastic, and if it won, I would be super happy. I do think Killers of the Flower Moon did a beautiful job with their costume design. I think it. I've seen a lot of little things about what they did and how they, the history that they evoked with the Osage people about what was popular in that age. And so I think it's a good category. I think any one of them could win really well. And I think Oppenheimer actually looks great.
Yeah, I think
like,
this is a one
like
to watch, too.
Like, his suits in that are great. But
it's
I do
a lot
think,
of suits.
I think that it's really Barbie Poor Things.
Again,
sort of
production
moment.
And costume, it's those two, I think, duking it out. I hope it is.
I think Barbie will probably win.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
It'd be nice if Barbie won at least one of these awards somewhere along the lines.
I'm cool with it.
Cinematography. El Conde, Edward Lachman, Kills of the Flower Moon, Rodrigo Prieto, Maestro, Matthew Labatique. You guys can pronounce these for yourselves for all I care. Oppenheimer, oh god. Poitier von Hoytema. Poor Things, Robbie Ryan.
I think Oppenheimer will win.
I think so, too. Which...
This is, like, the one thing I think Maestro should win. I don't know if they will win, but...
It's good. What else did he do? He's done some other shit.
Which one?
Matthew Labatique.
He did A Star Is Born.
Uh-huh.
He did another one.
I've seen
Matthew,
him.
Look it up.
I'm going to look it up, too. What are you getting?
But which one am I looking up here?
Matthew Libatique.
For what movie?
The
Maestro.
Maestro.
I'm getting there.
I'm with you, Darren. This podcast sucks.
Listen, you two.
I'd like to apologize. He did a
little movie called Black Swan.
There we go. That, I knew he did a bunch of stuff.
See? Iron Man.
See?
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh my God. There we go.
Yeah, see?
The Whale.
Mother.
Mother, yes. Iron Man 2.
I love Requiem for a Dream. Oh, Jesus. God, that should have been nominated.
We didn't talk about the fact that Brendan Fraser shows up in The Killers of the Flower Moon at like the...
Do we need to?
45 minutes till the end of the movie, Mark.
Do we really need to?
Along with John Lithgow during the court scene.
He also did Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, God.
Birds of Prey. He did Pi and the Fountain. And so Noah. And Phone Booth.
Darren Aronofsky and...
Joel Schumacher. Yeah, the number 23.
Oh,
Joel Schumacher.
I saw that. I did. Jim Carrey.
So he's got some big ones under his belt.
He's good. And I like Maestro. I think it looked good.
I think it looked very good. Like, if there's one award that I'm like fine with it winning, it's this one. Because no credit goes to Bradley Cooper.
Hating on Bradley, huh?
I just think he's an egomaniac. It's not me, it's him.
Real Robert Streisand, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, she cut out a scene with Mandy Patinkin where they were making love simply because...
In Yentl?
Yes, simply because he sexually assaulted her, you know.
Oh, that's weak.
Just way to be a diva about it.
You know, I'm on hour...
12?
38
of Yentl?
No.
The extended cut?
No, of her.
Have we
book.
Talked about Yentl?
Oh, no. Because, like, you watched it.
Oh, yeah,
it.
She just had an autobiography come out.
It's 49 hours long. I'm during The Way We Were right now.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I haven't watched that. I hear Robert Redford is charming and drunk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yentl.
Bad.
Boy. No. Wild movie.
Yeah,
wild movie.
Steven Spielberg said it was like the best directorial debut since Citizen Kane.
Wait, first of all, who has seen it?
Me. I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wild movie.
Like, wild, like, tonally, in that, like, a not competent director directed this.
I think...
Really?
I loved all the female gaze at Mandy Patinkin. I'm like, what? This man is not sexy, but she is making him look fucking
so
sexy.
As someone who's not into blondes, like, I'm big into like the rabbinical school, like the youthful.
Swarthy.
I'm into it. Yeah.
No, I thought that was so good. I thought it was such a weird choice to make it a musical where sometimes she's singing in her head and then she'd go in a room by herself and then she's singing out loud. Very weird. Very. The last scene on the boat where she's like walking amongst
piece
people
of
but
sky,
singing.
It's such. Oh. We should play right now. It's the best.
Weird.
Where she holds that note for.
Yeah. Remarkable. Very. Weird, incredible movie.
It is.
That's
weird.
Another childhood movie for me. Like, I'm like, I don't get why that's part of my. Yeah,
I kind of love it. I also kind of hate it. It is a real polarizer.
It's just like the idea that Steven Spielberg said it was like the greatest like directorial debut since Citizen Kane like blows my motherfucking mind. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like it's perfectly fine for what it's trying to say. I just don't think it's exceptional in any
manner. Yeah. He saw Past Lives this year and was like, ooh, we gotta walk
Jewish?
That Yentl quote
Jewish?
Back.
You Jewish?
According to the 23andMe I took, I'm 0.2% Jewish. Ashkenazi Jew.
Wow. Good for you.
I've changed my Grindr profile to say mixed.
Cool.
I could tell Darren was like taking me seriously for like half a second.
Were you?
No.
Next. What are we doing? I'm trying to keep the wheels on this bus.
No, it's fine. What were we just talking about? Directing?
No, we haven't gotten there yet.
Supporting the actress we've already talked about.
Well, not really. Not oh my formally. God.
Okay, let's dig into it.
Davine. Okay.
Why can't I get this open? Okay. Cinematography. That's what we were talking about.
We didn't talk about the fact that Edward Lachman has done a bunch of stuff with our friend who lives in Portland.
We also didn't talk about animated feature.
His name, and directed May December.
Todd.
Todd.
Haynes.
Haynes or Wake. There we go. I feel like there's
did
a lot
did he
of...
do May December? Who
Todd Haynes did, yeah.
He directed it, yeah. But
no, but who photographed it?
I'm not sure. But this guy, Edward Lachman, has worked with him a lot.
Yes.
And
he was nominated for the L... What was he nominated for?
What? The L what?
What was he nominated for this year?
Oh, this year he's nominated for El Conde.
Which I've not seen, but I've heard is fucking great.
I've only seen that one still of like a black and white person, and there's lighting, and it's really crazy, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
But the movie sounds really dumb.
Oh.
He's done a lot of stuff. There's a lot of talk that he's like a legacy nominee
totally.
And might win because of it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Wait, what did he do?
A real road to perdition, if you know what I mean.
What did
Edward,
he do?
He did a bunch of
road to perdition, if you know what I mean. Is that what you want me to repeat?
Say it again.
A real road to perdition, if you know what I mean.
Can you hit the D in perdition a little harder, please?
A real road to perdition, if you know what I mean.
That's good. Yeah, thank you.
And what did he do on Road to Perdition?
He was a cinematographer.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
Conrad.
Not Christopher Blofeld. Is that who you're talking about?
Because that was a legacy win. That's why we're talking about
a legacy.
Matt,
for
to
what?
Keep up.
A legacy for what?
Legacy wins in cinematography
boy.
A lot.
What did he direct that he won
Roger
the award
Deakins.
For?
No one's directing here. They're cinematographers.
All right. What did he DP for that he won the award for?
Road to Perdition.
He won the Academy Award for Road to Perdition.
Conrad L. Hall.
And he's nominated this year? I'm taking that as a no. Hard no is what I'm getting.
All right. Let's.
Thank
let's
you so much, everyone, for listening. This has been Darren Deuce. I'm signing off.
Matt, I'm going to walk you back here.
Yeah.
We're talking about Edward Lachman,
yeah.
who has done lots of work with Todd Haynes.
Uh-huh.
And he's nominated this year for something called El Conde, which none of us have seen, apparently.
Oh.
And I was saying it's
the
a
movie
legacy.
From the director of the K-Stew movie that we were so divisive on.
Oh really?
He did the cinematography on Stewart. Was that the name of it?
Oh my god! No.
Spencer. Kristen
Love
Stewart
Spencer.
Is in it.
Yeah, that's right. He did the cinematography on Spencer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Probably.
But
he's also done lots of work with Todd Haynes, and he's nominated here. And I was saying it's a legacy nomination, and they might give it to him because they like him.
Not for this movie.
Oh, boy. We need to move on
now.
Did you
all see Stewart? Like, so bad.
Spencer is great.
I loved Spencer.
Yeah, you two were all like, she's going to win the Academy Award.
And
I
did.
Instead they
gave
I'm
it
like,
to
the eyes of Tammy Faye. Not because I like it, because I know
she looks
what
like
they
the lady
want.
In the radiator.
And Ryan is correct about that, and so am I. She's going to win the Academy Award. And she did.
It was very bizarre. And she did
look like the lady in The Radiator. I can't believe
she won the Oscar for
me
that.
Me neither. I think it's terrible.
Why? She won all the other awards. It's like the type of award that the Academy likes to give awards to.
Quick, let's move on to acting before Darren falls asleep.
Oh man. We tried so hard for Darren not to fall asleep on pod, and here we are.
Here, quick. Actress in a supporting role. This will wake him up. He loves that. Or should we do actor in a supporting role?
Well, no, we got to do actress first because they're lesser.
Wow. That's a pull quote right there.
So, Jesus name Christ. Off the...
Oh, I'm doing it. And the nominees are Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple. America Ferrera, Barbie. Jodie Foster, Nigel.
Naiad.
Davine Joy Randolph, The Holdovers.
So we all know it's going to Davine Joy.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. This isn't even worth discussing.
Who watched Nygaard?
I did.
Who hated it?
This guy,
a lot of swimming in that movie.
I'm gonna be really truthful with you right now. I totally cried at the end.
Why?
So Darren,
I didn't like it. I did not. I think it was a flawed movie. I totally did. But I thought that Annette Bening and Jodie like really moved me. And I totally at the end. I was moved by their relationship. I know it was stupid. I do. Don't stop.
So
I know.
I will not.
Don't fight.
My voice will be heard. No.
Don't interrupt me. Don't be a bully.
I will interrupt you.
Don't be a bully right now. When I deem it
necessary.
Don't be a bully right now.
Over all of you.
Don't be a bully right now. I thought it was super stupid. I thought I watched it. I was like, this is the most ridiculous. Like, are we in the water again? Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But then, when they were both at the end, and they came out.
They both overcame their death wish.
And I just was like, this woman is insane.
Like, I'm glad this is finally over.
She's insane.
Oh, good.
She is insane.
No, you're right.
She gets flirted on once at a
party, and the next day she's like, I'm going to swim 100 miles away from here.
She's so afraid
of relationships that she would rather swim 100 miles then have to flirt with a young woman at a party.
It's bad. Yes. But at the end,
like she would like I hope there's a therapist
Jodie,
at the
Jodie
end of
really
that. Like,
did it when Jodie jumped in the water with her towards the end and had that
ankles, come on.
Imagine for a moment.
I know. It was bad.
No,
it was
imagine
bad.
For a
it
moment
was.
If you're Annette Bening.
It was
like,
a horrible
Annette
movie.
Annette Bening, like one of the most beautiful actresses. Like, Ryan, you remember how she looked?
When she comes out and she's all...
And she's got the salt water crystals.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Ryan, remember her in The Grifters?
Yes, of course.
How good she looked? Remember what an icon of attractiveness she was? Like, that like she could like literally like seduce like her own son into these things.
Yeah.
Like remember her
she
in Bugsy? She like gets Warren Beatty
she
like on a leash.
She look the best at the end of Nyad.
Can you imagine being an actress of that caliber?
But
and then she like puts on a bathing suit and everyone's like, brave. Like, is that what you want to hear when you put on
a
bathing
suit?
She's
like 60-something.
Right. If you put on a bathing suit, do you want people to go, brave? Like, is that what you want to hear?
I hated it.
Like, oh my god.
She was in that water for so long. Also, like, I hate this, line of like sexless lesbians is sad. Like there was so much I hated.
Well, maybe it's because she never had sex. Like she dragged someone that she's been in like an edging relationship with for 25 years.
Hold on.
To subscribe to her death wish with her.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Until she meets someone as salty as she is in Reese Iphens or whatever his name is. Like, fuck. Like, God, see a therapist.
Yeah, it was so boomery.
I mean, it wasn't just like, you know,
Careful, you're going to upset Lucy.
I am. Oh, my God.
I mean, it wasn't just boomery. It was like, it was really lesbian-y.
I did love, hold on. Everyone shut up for a second. I did love that it showed two older women who were lesbians.
Sure.
In a
non-sexual
relationship.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're missing in Hollywood.
Shut up.
Platonic lesbians.
Hey, stop bullying me.
We saw the children's hour.
On platonic lesbian representation.
Matthew.
I will not shut up. I feel like platonic lesbians have too much representation in Hollywood.
Hot take.
And we need more sexual lesbians.
Sit down.
You haven't even seen Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
I have, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
No.
Get
boring.
Out.
But
I thought it was nice to see two women who are lesbians.
I want to see two women slamming clams. Like, I want... I want to be like a taboo buzzer in there.
I thought it was nice to see that, though. Like, I thought it was...
More Bound, less Ellen. That's what I want in movies.
Put that on your tombstone.
For real, right?
But wait, Darren said that it's nice to see two old sexless lesbians.
Well, yeah, that's
right?
What Mr. and Mrs. Bridge is for.
That was Darren's point.
Darren, you can continue. I'm just going to refill the decanor.
Well, good, he's gone. Now we can talk.
That, first of all, I think Jodie Foster looked fucking hot in it.
Oh, yeah.
She looked great.
Sure.
I thought it was great that it was like two lesbians that were like not interested in each other, that they were friends and they were.
They dated once 200 years ago.
Friends and they were supportive of each other. I loved that.
Me too.
I loved that idea. I know it wasn't the sexiest. But
both of them
you
got
mean her
wet.
Climbing out of the water with salt water stains over her mouth and neck and lips wasn't rocking your crock over there?
Rocking my crock?
Listen, we're out of red wine. I have to go to white wine now.
But I haven't finished my white wine.
You're going to get rosé then.
Here's the thing.
I thought the film was very flawed. I thought it was very flawed. I'm just saying, I thought the performances were not...
The worst part.
The worst part.
Gotcha. I also want to say...
You're watching this movie where, like, one scene she's, like, being hit on at a party, and the next scene she's like, I'm gonna swim 100 miles. Oh, like, you're like, this woman has some, like,
we cannot
serious
turn
social...
Nyad into the women talking of this year.
No. It has... Although, the look of this movie, like, when she was, like, seeing shit underwater, I was like, give me a fucking break. But, like, honestly, like... Are you looking at this movie like a triumph for like women's roles? Like,
no,
I feel like Calendar Girls was like a bigger step forward in terms of like women achieving
something.
That's because
you love seeing Helen Mirren naked.
Listen, that movie's not about them getting naked for a cause. It's about them getting naked for themselves.
I agree. Look, I want to say something. I got something to say.
All right. All right. Jerry Blank, say it.
I'm one of the... I think I might be the only person in this room who saw The Color Purple, the musical.
I did not see it.
Matt?
I did not see it.
Okay. So I want to make a little case for Danielle Brooks. She has been competing against Davine, Joy, Randolph this entire time. And it's tough because I think we're making the right choice. Any other year, if Davine, Joy, Randolph isn't in there, Danielle Brooks is going to be sweeping this category. The only time this movie comes alive is when she's on screen. She's very good. I think she will probably get something else in the future that will, like a meaty enough role to give her another run. So I'm not worried, but it is hard. If you're her, it's got to be hard to be like, girl, you keep beating me.
Was she better than Taraji?
Yes. Yeah. Fantasia, Taraji. Is that who you're talking about? Who are you talking about?
Taraji P. Henson.
Who was she in?
She played...
The sexy...
Shug.
She was good, too. Matt's just, like, peeing while we're talking about this because he doesn't care.
Yeah. Because he's, like, done talking about how much...
He's steamrolling, you know.
Do you see how this is steam... Okay, everyone, he's in the bathroom right now.
He's going to the bathroom, so we're going to talk about it. Does everyone understand,
like, he's steamrolling me?
Yeah. This is what he exactly didn't want from last year. This is
exactly what he does.
But he's doing it anyway.
And he like, told us, like, I don't want to steamroll anybody. Like, he's like, I listened to the last podcast. And he was like, I don't. I feel like I'm like, steamrolling everybody.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, he said that to me.
Because you do pauses. Yeah. Pinter pauses.
I pause because I'm dramatic.
And thoughtful. And thoughtful.
And so then I said, okay, fine. Like, whatever. Like, And he was like, I just feel like I won't do that. So we've been.
And then we call him out on anybody who doesn't listen. Yeah.
And now he's like steamrolling us the whole time.
Oh my God, he's such a steamroller.
So I just want everyone out there to know. I hear you. I see you.
We're with you.
We're with you. He's taking advantage of us.
He's locked the door. We can't get out.
He locked the door. I can't go in. I don't know what's happening.
We're 14 stories up in his luxury apartment of downtown Seattle.
And then he's like, I am going to come out. I'm going to take more
it's like
time
Louis
to talk
CK
about what I
he's
think
like
about
gonna
movies.
Masturbate in front of her or something.
But he's coming. He's rushing his hands right now. Oh, I can hear it.
I don't want to think about it. I'm so scared. Please send help.
So I just want everyone to know that I love you. Thanks so much.
So she's the best part of the movie. So that's why you would nominate her.
Who would not nominate her?
Yeah. So Danielle Brooks, 100%. Sad that she has to compete, but
so sad. Yeah.
We've just been talking about.
I know. It's fine. It's fine.
Are we ready to move on? Davine, Joy Randolph is going to win, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Supporting actor.
Actor in a supporting role. Am I the one? All right, give me the poppers. I'll do it this time. Toss them over here.
No, we're saving the poppers for
only
best actress.
For best actress. That's fine. All right. Actor in a supporting role. The nominees are...
Boring.
Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction. Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay, without the commentary, thank you.
Jose?
No.
Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer.
It's this bad boy.
Ryan Gosling, Barbie. Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the nominees over your stark commentary.
I just read the names as they were presented to me.
Honestly, I would love it if Sterling K. Brown won.
Me like, too. That'd be fun.
He's super hot. He played a fun role in the movie. Like, kind of sucked me in more than I thought it'd be sucked in. Overall, good time.
Also, the movie came alive when he was in the script.
Yeah. Also, I don't think we've let American Fiction have any other wins. Like, if it's going to have a win, I'm very happy this being the win.
I'd be fine with that. I think Ryan Gosling should win.
Should or will?
Should.
I actually think Ryan Gosling should win.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Okay. I don't, but I respect your two's wrong opinion.
I just feel like he really embodied that character.
Yeah.
In a way that I enjoyed. And when he's on screen, it is a supporting role. It is in support of Barbie, even though he gets a lot of script time. I just, I don't know. I think it's fun. I think we should give it to him.
He owns it. He's right there. He does his thing.
He's a little bit of a legacy nominee. Half Nelson, anybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yes. You know, no, like
you're not wrong on that because, he's a big, what's his face? Stallone fan, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
And like Stallone in the 80s would often wear these, you know, very luxe sort of fur coats and things like that, like very over the top. And like that's who he modeled himself after in like the Ken role. Is like, he's like, I want to be Stallone in the 80s, like just over the top, like blah, blah, blah. And it works. And I mean, Gosling loves Stallone. Like, if you ever watched the Stallone movie Cobra, you're like, oh, this is where Gosling got Drive, or the Driver, like his character in Drive, from. Mm-hmm. Who's like this movie. And it's like, when you watch Barbie, you're like, oh, he got it from Stallone's like real life persona, like the over the top, I'm gonna pose in Playgirl, I'm gonna wear big 6 foot fur coats sort of thing. And it translates very well to the movie. I'm like, you know what? Like, that is like the over the top thing that the movie needs. So, you know, if he's gonna win, I'm fine with that. Like, good for him. Good for him.
Who do you want to win?
For supporting?
Well, you said Sterling K. Brown.
Yeah, Sterling K. Brown is like the wish fulfillment. But like, if I'm actually like gonna put money on someone, it's gonna be Argos.
No. Oh. I'm actually gonna put it on, if I'm putting money on something, I'm putting it on Robert Downey Jr. because he's gonna win. But interesting choice.
Darren?
Robert Downey Jr. will win.
But I want
Sterling K. Brown?
No. Ryan Gosling to win.
Oh, you want him to win? Okay. I do.
That's the one of my heart.
And are we all just basing this off of SAG and BAFTA?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called facts. Boy, those shrooms are kicking in all of a sudden for me.
Oh, are they?
Can I say that on pod?
I think we did last year.
Shrooms.
Didn't we eat them on pod? Or do we eat them on a break?
We ate them on pod last year.
I can edit this out. I won't.
What are you going to edit out?
Actor in a leading role.
And the nominees are?
And the nominees are.
It's not so easy, is it?
Well, I'm the only one doing it. No one else is trying. Bradley Cooper. Maestro.
Boo.
Maestro.
Coleman Domingo. Rustin. Paul Giamatti. The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy. Oppenheimer. Jeffrey Wright. American Fiction.
I just want to say, Oppenheimer is what you and Darren do on Friday nights.
First of all, I'm at work on Fridays.
Me too.
Jesus.
He doesn't know our lives at all, Darren.
Yeah.
Darn. Got the open part down.
Honestly, I don't care very much about this.
Ryan, did you give Darren some poppers? He's very comfortable.
He's going to sleep. He doesn't care about this category, Matt. It's just you and me. We're driving the pod car.
He's just very, very comfortable.
He's a sleeping bag. Night night, buddy. Do you need a blanket?
No, I'm not asleep. Shut up.
I also hate this category, so I get it. I get why you're
I hate this category.
Why do you hate this category?
I always hate Best Actor. I always hate it. It's like the worst. It's the worst.
It's the what?
It's the worst.
Like bratwurst? Like, what are you talking about?
It's bad. Yeah. I think it's going to go to Cillian Murphy.
I think so, too.
Because who else are you going to vote for here?
I mean, that is who I think the award's going to go to. It's not necessarily who I want it to go to.
Who was the one you were talking about earlier today?
Andrew Scott from
All the Strangers. I think that would be a much more interesting thing.
He wasn't nominated, though.
He wasn't nominated.
I brought him up during the snubs. I would love
to see him win Best Actor.
But no,
what an upset. He wasn't even nominated.
Now, that's honestly how I feel about it. I'm like, all right, he's good. Like, it's a tough role because, like, you have to be able to carry a movie like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to undercut.
Lines. Yeah.
I don't want to undercut his strength for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, in terms of, like, performances from a male actor that I'm going to remember in, like, 10 to 15 years, this is just not it.
Yeah.
Nor do I think any of the performances are it. I really think we're going to look back 10, 15 years on and be like, oh my God, Andrew Scott fucking killed it in All of Us Strangers.
I'm going to say Coleman Domingo's character had those like fucked up teeth from the police beating.
Yeah. And you sympathized with it?
Because last year I broke my tooth after the recording of this. Don't know if we've mentioned that yet.
Have you ever mentioned that on pod? On pod before?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Ryan only got the fragments of his tooth back like in December.
When we saw Cabaret and I spilled two hot toddies.
You weren't there, Darren. It's fine.
But
I'll have you over for something else.
I understand how missing teeth is a reminder and you're like driven by it.
Ryan, can we talk for a moment about Darren's exposed underoos?
Sure.
Like, look at what he's doing there.
I mean, he's comfy.
Can we just appreciate that for a moment?
Look, everyone, we haven't said this before, Darren's a very attractive man.
Darren parades around here like he's a 27-year-old.
And he should.
Oh, no. I hope none of these proclamations are seen as a complaint. Like,
is it
just
okay if we objectify you for a minute?
I am just... I'm sorry that I've had my underoos
out. It was a moment of appreciation. Like, there should be an Academy Award nomination for Best Underoos. Underpants, I think, is actually the better category.
Yeah, they're like full-on boxer briefs that we're seeing here.
Well, like, underwear isn't sexy. Underpants is.
I went to the gym before. I came here.
You promised to change into pants and then never did.
I never did.
I think that's fun.
I 100% thought that Darren was going to change here and he didn't.
I'm just trying to entice everybody.
There's been like this undercurrent of sexual tension the whole time.
That's why we've been off our guard.
It's like, my fault.
We've been a little off kilter this whole pod.
Yeah, I think things are a little low energy today, right? Everybody's feeling a little...
Darren's just...
He's bringing low energy, something right? out That's in the us. Problem.
Yeah, see? Even the bitch knows.
Oh my God.
I'll change into my pants.
Don't you dare. It's going to go to Paul Giamatti. So, right? That's the winner of my heart for this category.
For best actor?
Yeah. I think he should win. I know why he won't, but I think he should win.
Did you just break that?
I think I did. Yeah, no.
What'd you break?
I think the chair is broken now.
God, I tried so hard to keep the wheels on this bus. I really did.
That was not my thighs problem. Okay.
Your thighs look good in there, in those shorts, though. By the way.
Thank you.
You did. I didn't mean to comment on your earlier before we started recording. I commented on Darren's physical appearance because he has been working out, ladies and gentlemen. And it's great.
No one's commenting on Darren's appearance because Darren looks better than all of us. And we just don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I feel terrible about how I look because you're just in the room with
49
me.
Years old, and he looks nearly 39 years old.
Yeah, and I'm 27 and look 45.
45.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. You really look 45.
I know, it's rough.
Like...
So congrats, Darren, is what I'm
saying.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, I could tell Darren's age without looking at his driver's license. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's funny how he keeps it like stored in the underpants that he's wearing. Like you can see it from where you're sitting, but you just can't read it. Just right there on the taint. Interesting. Get a wallet, Darren.
You're so jealous of Taryn's taint tightness.
I am. Oh my god.
I mean, can you blame her?
Wait, are we to best actress yet?
We could
Is
be.
Is it time?
We can be anywhere you want to be.
Do you
want
to take a minute? Okay, we're at 45 for this one. Should we break and then...
No, we're going to go through.
Oh, we're just plowing. Yeah,
we're going through. We're going through.
I got something to read. Matthew.
Yes. What?
Toss me the drugs.
No, what's the category after this?
Actress in a supporting role.
Do that one
no,
first.
No, we already did that. I'm sorry. Actress in a leading role.
No, after that.
Director?
Yeah, read director.
Oh, that's so... All right. Well, then fill my wine. Let's see, who's the real daddy?
Can someone help me? I don't know. I don't know what to do right now.
All right. The Academy Award for Best Directing and the nominees are...
Or.
Anatomy of a Fool. Justine Theriot. Healers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese.
All right, you don't have to be a South Park character.
Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan.
Oppenheimer.
Irma Gerd, Poor Things, Yorgos Lanthimos, and The Zone of Interest, Jonathan Glazer. This is a good category.
Darren. Nope.
I'm going to say Jonathan Glazer.
Mm-hmm. That's the winner of your heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of my heart.
This is director?
Yes.
I want Yorgos to win this one. This is like the one that I would really like him to just because I think the movie, like... I changed my
what
mind.
What have I done? What's going on?
Hey, Lucy. Come here.
Hey, Lucy. Come on. Your dog is like crazy.
Oh, don't insult his dog.
It's my one soft
I
spot.
Feel like I've insulted your dog in some way.
Well, I mean, you have, and I've forgiven you because it's you. It's just like, oh, it's Darren. He doesn't
your
know
better.
Your
dog is like, ugh, that guy again.
Matt, what would happen if you snorted like Darren did? Would she bark at you?
If I snorted?
Yeah, like...
She gets
upset. She
doesn't
like that.
Little...
Yeah, she just doesn't like
she
it.
Doesn't like any.
She doesn't like it with anybody.
Well, it's the same reason why she doesn't like people on skateboards. Like, it reminds her of like a growling sound. Because like, if you go past her in like one of like the Lime bikes, no reaction. But like, if you go by on a skateboard, like that growling sound that it hits as it's like going over pavement, like
she
the
can't deal.
Grrr, like it freaks her out.
Interesting. Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Little. Yeah, I know. You're a little babe.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it's okay, girl.
Yeah, and she's just like particularly bashful. Like she's just not good with other dogs. Like at first. So, you know, yeah, she's just a little baby.
So Yorgos for you.
I would like Yorgos to win, yes.
You said Jonathan Glazer.
Who would you say?
Celine Song.
But she's not nominated.
God damn it. Why
then just give it to, I don't know. You know what? Maybe I'll be the populist here. Christopher Nolan deserves a Best Directing Oscar.
Fuck you.
And this time, this is the one that I think he did the best job on.
Fuck,
I don't know.
You.
I think, honestly...
Way to be a coward.
No, my heart, honestly, is probably to Yorgos Lanthimos. But I loved Jonathan Glazer's... I love both of them. I can't decide. I won't vote.
Abstaining is the same as letting the fascists win. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Best Picture.
Wait, actor or actress?
Well, we still have Best Actress to do, but you said save that for last.
What's Best Actor? Did we already do that one?
Yes.
Who did we decide?
We decided that Cillian Murphy was going to win.
Okay, Best Picture.
I mean, it's a foregone conclusion. Oh, I should read the nominees.
Oppenheimer will win.
But I haven't even read the nominees, so what do you even know?
Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know anything. The nominees are...
Oh, good. Thank you. American Fiction. Anatomy of a Fall. Barbie. The Holdovers. Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. God, that feels like a lot. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
10 feels like a lot.
It's 10 movies we've 10 already talked about.
10 is too much.
10 is too much. Yeah. You know who we can lob off? I think we can lob off Barbie, and I think we can lob off American Fiction, and we got a good tight 8 there.
Oh, all right, blah, blah, blah. You just hold your blah, blah horses.
I'm lobbing them off. Darren is blowing up. I didn't know you had a scruff date later.
Well, that's what happens when you open your grinder in a new neighborhood.
Also, did we mention that Darren is very attractive, everybody? He is stunningly gorgeous.
Do we not talk about that, like, on pod 1 that we had him?
Just a specimen.
So, just to take the spotlight off of Darren so he has, like, a moment to respond.
I hate all of you.
So Tokyo's a big city. Like,
Tokyo's a big city.
Where is he going with this?
It's like 40 million people.
Uh-huh.
And me and my boyfriend went to this neighborhood called Akihabara, which is like the anime neighborhood. Like, you go there and it's like every single like advertisement is like big and it's anime related. And he opened his Grindr when he got there and like got like a couple of pings right away. And he just went, oh, all the Akihabara hotties are hitting me up. And for some reason, the phrase Akihabara hotties has like haunted me ever since. Like, he's in Krakow right now. I'm not worried about all the Krakow hotties hitting him up, but all the Akihabara hotties, like, it's like rattling around in my brain. Like, there's a poetry to the phrase Akihabara hotties.
Are you insecure about your relationship with your boyfriend?
Well, only that he's getting Grindr taps and notifications in really poetic sounding neighborhoods.
Oh.
Like, I want to go to like the French Quarter in New Orleans and like have a bunch of like people I don't give a fuck about like hit me up. Like,
what's just stopping you?
The people hitting me up. Like, I don't care about Akihabara. I just want to be able to say Akihabara hotties. There's like a phoneticism to it that really...
You like the mouthfeel of it.
Oh, it's so good. Akihabara hotties?
Can
like,
you think of another example?
No. Like, it's the only time I've ever... Like we went to several different neighborhoods in Tokyo... And never did it strike me as the way as Akihabara hotties. It's also because, like, that's, a, like, especially, like, nerdy, like, weeb neighborhood. Where, like, you have to be, like, an otaku to, like, know what's what. And so, like, I don't know. There was just, like, an extra level of, like, nerddom that clearly you two do not understand.
I am learning so much.
like, have you ever made love to, like, a Japanese Moe body pillow? Then, no, you won't get it.
So you think Oppenheimer will win Best Picture, too, right?
Anywho,
Wait, is that what we were talking about? How do we... I didn't start this conversation. I
don't know. Body pillow?
I didn't see that movie this year. Was it any good?
Was that one of the shorts?
I'm scrolling through the Oscar 2024 official site. I don't see anything called Akihabara Hotties nominated this year. That's really strange you bring it up. Was it a movie? Was it a snub for you? We talked about those on episode
that's
one.
That's super cool. Like, you can bring that up, but that was on episode one.
Yeah, we had a chance to do that, and now you're bringing it up now. It feels weird. I think we've lost him, Darren.
Yeah, y'all are going to have to drive this mother home.
I think he should do the poppers and read Best Actress.
No, I think that, like...
No. I can pull together for that. I'm like Anthony Hopkins in The Father. Like, I can pull together when it's really, really necessary.
But are you in a reality that you actually know right now?
No, I don't. And, like, that's the power of The Father.
Wait a minute. Is this your apartment or Olivia Colman's?
Wait a second. Where am I right now?
You're right. No, I was completely mistaken. I know exactly where I am.
All right.
I'm sorry. Ryan, are you not seeing Darren over there?
Oh, my God.
Presenting?
I'm sorry.
Have I not objectified him enough for you?
Like a mandrill in heat?
He loves throwing that metaphor around. I'm sorry, that was a simile, because he said like. My mistake.
Darren's over there, I was like, well, if it was a metaphor of me being a big red assed beast, that'd be one thing, but the fact that it was a simile,
oh, that's okay,
that crosses a line.
Okay, we are finally here, everyone. This is why you tuned in. We have time.
Here we are. We've all reached this moment. We've all
the 6 hours of listening has led to this, or whatever it is. Actress.
Do you still think it's low energy?
Me?
Any of you?
I was ever on Mike saying it was low energy.
Darren?
What are you doing? Are you pulling out a tooth?
he's pulling out his...
Shut up. I am here. I'm ready to answer any
his Whedon dentals. That's what they. It's like Chekhov's gun, Ryan. Whedon's dentals.
God, this dog is gonna kill me. I swear to God,
she really doesn't like Taryn for some reason.
She's made a judgment.
She hates me. It's like me and Shelley Winters. I get it.
We all saw you at the awards.
I'm like a slave to this microphone here. Okay, I can control this. Are we going to read for best... Wait, hold on. Okay, we're at an hour. Should we pause and just do one?
Yeah,
on... okay.
We should.
All right, we're stopping.
Stopped.